Not to mix metaphors, but if you're a corn farmer, you might just be in high cotton. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. This month, USDA estimates 2020 and 2021 corn exports to be a record 2.7 billion bushels and expects tight supplies. Farm Bureau economist Michael Nephew.
USDA projects ending stocks will rise about 250 million bushels to 1.5 billion. That's quite a bit more than most traders were anticipating, and that's helped to drive some of this pullback in markets that we've been seeing. For new crop beans, USDA projects soybean ending stocks will rise to 140 million bushels. The old crop bean stocks to use ratio came in at 2.6%, and the new crop is projected at 3.2%.
But Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics advises.
USDA's numbers suggest a real shift from livestock feeders away from corn and towards the wheat to the point where it really does disrupt the domestic usage of the corn. So it's not like we're going to have excess supplies because we're going to pick up extra export business, I think. But if the wheat would happen to have any yield issues in the soft red or hard red crop, and if we continue to have issues on the weather front in the northern plains for the spring wheat crop and part of the hard red crop, then the wheat could actually become a fundamental support to the corn instead of a liability. And all of a sudden, the corn has to pick up feed demand that was supposed to go to the wheat.
I wonder if there's a college course called Agroeconomics. Produced by the Ag Information Network.